The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, 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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And Rona and the World Series and how cold it is in here and all kinds of stuff. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today? 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. Just don't be a Tuesday texter, because it is Tuesday. And you can also watch us on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975. And guess what? You can talk on there, too. Although I can't see it right now for some reason. Like my Twitch is like, the screen is like really big. Not sure what's happening.
That's what she said.
Not to me, she didn't. What's going on, man? There we go.
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
The same. The same.
Hello, America. How we doing out there, folks? Yeah, man, it's a decent day. My biggest worry right now is I really need to pee, and I didn't realize until the show was starting that, man, the show's starting, and I've really got to pee. So I need this first segment to go by quickly.
All right.
The Vaqueros de Dallas, we talked a lot about them yesterday, what they were going to be doing.
Yes.
Well, it's begun. Everson Griffin traded to the Lions de Detroit for a conditional sixth-round pick.
Pretty sure the Cowboys' defense is not going to be any worse without Everson Griffin.
No. Nope. I mean, well, he's got 2.5 sacks. How many sacks does Whitney Mercilus have?
I think he has 3. I check that,
Stop
Aaron.
Stop it, Aaron.
I don't know. He had 2 in one game.
That's not helping. I'm trying to do a professional broadcast here.
See, I didn't even know what he was doing there. And now that I get it, I'm like, you didn't have to stop. But, yeah, I think he has 3. Okay. I wouldn't bet a small child on it.
Well, there you go.
You would be correct.
A All more right. dominant See? Force.
He had 2 versus Minnesota and then 1 versus Jacksonville.
Does that mean they could have gotten like a 5th-rounder for Whitney Mercilus? Although they're like Everson Griffin, at least his contract is he's in the last year of it, so it's not as painful down the road.
Right, right. And Whitney's badly overpaid.
What?
So
how dare you?
I mean, they keep saying, hey, well, he's a pass rusher. No, he's not. He's not a pass rusher.
Yeah, the Lions will owe Everson $1.76 million for the rest of the year, plus $187,000 for each game he's on the active roster.
Okay.
Not too bad. The Lions are like, well, hey, we're 3-3.
Yeah.
Probably the best chance we'll ever have to make the playoffs.
With that extra team.
Yeah, let's go for it, man. The Vikings suck. Bears lost last night.
The Bears are the phoniest. I don't know who's a bigger phony, 5-2, the Bears or the Browns. Probably going to go with the Bears.
Close.
It is close. But, yeah, thanks, Bears, for not even trying last night. Nick Foles, you can suck up. Yeah. You can eat a bag of them, as a matter of fact.
Underhit, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I did have that.
It was just I lost my tease. But luckily, I mean, I had more on the under, but it was
I shadowed
still
you
positive.
On the tees, and I wound up betting a little bit on the Rams as a cover. So, wound up making about $80 out of everything. So, I did have the under, but yeah, I wanted to win the pool. Just bragging rights. That's all.
Yeah.
Not that big a deal money wise, but just to say, hey, I went 5-0, bitches.
Yeah. I almost did. Thanks a lot, Browns.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. Never
you came
forget.
A hell of a lot closer than I did in retrospect because yours was a kicker screwing up.
Yeah, it was a half point off.
Yeah, mine was just Nick Foles.
You didn't have $1 million on the line, though.
Nick Foles, who had $1 million on the line?
Did you not see that story?
No.
3 women played that Fox pick 6 thing, and if you get all 6 games right, you win $1 million. They all three got screwed by the Browns. They were 5-0.
Wait, all you got? Can anybody play that game?
I think so.
What are we doing in this pool?
No kidding.
Pick six?
We can do that. We've done that before.
I mean, I've gone 5-for-5. I went 5-for-5 twice last year, like 3 times the year before. What are we doing?
$1 million? Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get in that game.
I need info on that.
It's through an app, so it might not be legal here in this state.
Ah, okay.
So I don't know yet.
As soon as someone's in the backfield, Nick Foles looks like he's in like the spin cycle in the washer. He's just spinning around in circles aimlessly. He's like, oh, no, there's somebody, and then he just starts spinning around. I'm
holding out hope because the Bears are usually a pretty good fourth quarter team. Like, okay, let's get the back door here. No problem. Throws the interception in the red zone. What the hell?
And Nick Foles, I mean.
Because if you score there, then you can kick a field goal when you get down there again to get within the number, because that would be nice for me.
Yeah.
But no.
Nick Foles basically saying, sometimes Matt Nagy will send in plays and I know they're not going to work because we're not going to have time to let the play develop. I'm going to be hit before that. I mean, that's telling. And for a 5-2 team, it sounds like there's some issues there.
Texter said somebody from Houston won last year was the only person.
And all you got to do is go 6 out of 6.
Yeah, I think I can do that. I think you can do that.
Let's see. According to this website, oh, it's free, and you can play in the state. Washington's the only state, apparently, where you can't. You download the app. You predict 6 games.
Against the spread, right?
Yep.
Get 86? All six,
get all 6 picks right. You win a $100,000 jackpot. If nobody hits that jackpot.
It rolls over? Can,
I guess so. I think so.
Okay. This is the last year I'm playing in Eric's pool.
Why not do both if it's free?
I mean, well, Eric's pool's not free.
That's true. But and we're not winning $100,000.
Right. I mean, it seems like we're getting
screwed. Bucks. Yeah.
We pay to be in it, and, oh, you go 5-for-5, you win a couple $100.
Ooh. Okay.
This one, you go 6-for-6, you win $100,000, and it's free?
You could buy a small child with
Come
that.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the commercials for it, but I wasn't really paying attention because it just –
I used to play Streak for the Cash all the time on ESPN.
I did that too.
They had a nice, convenient app, and then they changed it where you couldn't use the app anymore, so I stopped playing. And Matt Dean and I used to talk about who were taking on Streak for the Cash, and we'd kind of work together. And I once got my streak up to 23.
Wow.
And I want to say it was the first year I was here.
Yeah, I remember that because it was – like, if you got to a certain number, you won a bunch of money.
It was 250K.
Yeah, you were getting really close.
I needed to get to 25.
That's right, 25. I remember all
and,
that.
And I don't remember what I lost on, but I remember being just despondent because I was so close. I mean, it's tough. And they did a good job of, like, I mean, it was basically winning 25 prop bets in a row.
Yeah.
They would find a way to make it basically a coin toss, and if you could get 25 in a row, you'd win a bunch of dough. I think it started at $1 million, and then a couple people won. And then it got down to 250K, but it still would have been very nice, you know.
So it's not against the spread. You have to pick the winner and the margin of victory.
Oh, screw
that. But there are three separate women across the country.
The exact margin?
Yes. There are three separate women across the country who were 5-0 going into the Browns-Bengals game and all had the Browns.
Okay. Well, that's a different game. I don't care about that.
That doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, I'm not telling. What am I? I can't pick the exact scores. Give me a break. Fox.
Sorry, it wasn't the Browns. It was the Cardinals that screwed them up.
Yeah, it was the Cardinals winning in overtime. Yeah. I saw that story. I didn't bother reading what the game was, though, because if it's just that, then yeah, good luck. Got no interest. Dude, I have a new flavor of this.
Key lime?
It's really good.
Not bad.
Have you had it?
Yeah, I've had it.
Yeah. I've only found it in one place. I go to 3 different gas stations to get my fix of that and Gatorade Zero, and they all have different flavors of this and different flavors of the Gatorade. So, like, if I want grape, I got to go to one place. If I want, you know, the fruit punch, I got to go to another. It's just kind of silly. But there is one place that has this. So
I just, like, my wife orders groceries from HEB.
Yeah.
She'll tell the person what flavors I want.
Well, it's funny because when the wife does go shopping, I'll say, hey, put this on the shopping list and bring me some.
She never does it.
She forgets.
She doesn't care about
you. She claims to forget. No. But that's true.
All right. On that note, we got to go to break.
Yeah.
It's definitely time to go to break right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of streams, Let's talk about live stream. And guys, a little different here because if you're like most people, maybe you have a balance on your credit card and a high rate of interest on that. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money today? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans. How about this? From 5.95% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. The rate is fixed, so it'll never go up over the life of the loan. It's 100% online. You don't even have to leave your house to apply. And you can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. And if those credit card balance, your rate's probably about 19%, you're going to be saving hundreds, maybe thousands. Can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes people with good credit deserve a better experience, a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information. Because it's about to get heavy.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Addison says the strawberry is awesome. You can only find it at certain stores. I hear it's a military-based flavor, but some of the gas stations get it somehow, not at H-E-B or Kroger. I found it once at a gas station and got A.J. one. I loved it. I just can't find it anywhere.
Strawberry Bang?
Yeah, because it has the weird, it has like a
red, white, and blue.
Yeah,
it's kind of Blast, it's called, yeah.
Yeah, it was good, man, but I can't find it anywhere. So, D-Mart says it was 55 degrees at sunrise in Conroe this morning. High was 65 today.
Yeah, it was a little chilly today.
Yeah. I was this morning, and I was sitting out, so I sat on the balcony and did all my work out there, and then it started warming up. Because it was kind of nice to throw on a hoodie and just chill. And, you know, watch all the people walk by.
Yeah.
BS says, town full of folks getting that first fall cold, all panicking. Do I have a cold or do I have the COVID? Yeah, that's going to be a problem because anybody who starts coughing, what are you going to think?
Yeah, they got the Roni.
And we still have this thing called colds out there and flus.
And allergies.
Allergies been.
All these storms have been screwing with people's allergies.
Well, and I've been having allergy issues. And like, I guess even Sunday, I just started sneezing. And of course, the wife's like, get in the other room. I can't be anywhere near you. Like, dude, it's allergies. I know what allergies are. I've had them since I was an infant. It ain't the COVID.
Yeah.
But yeah, you still, now you got to be extra careful about that, right? So, So he asks, is Tua's first start coming against Aaron Donald cruel or a clever move to save Fitz late for later in the season? He's going to have to play men at some point. You might as well. 832 is minus six in Colorado this morning.
Yeah, it felt like, so for the Broncos-Chiefs game, sitting there watching it, and at the beginning of the game, it was 12, and it felt like 1 in the sun.
Wow. Jay Harpy says, could be a good thing, force more people to get tested and allow us to get more accurate numbers. Speaking of numbers, when we get to the positive update later today, truly positive.
All right.
After a not-so-positive one yesterday. But, and then just to let you guys know, at 6:30, and it's in big letters here on my notes, moving strictly to 92.5 at 6:30 so you guys can hear the World Series over here. But we'll have Glenn Davis on the last segment. Talk about what's going on with the Dynamo games here on the stations and just in general. So we will not be on Twitch starting at 6:30 because we don't have Twitch cameras in the other tiny little place. So the only way to listen will be on the stream or on the radio. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 832 said, had a Boston a-hole recline all the way into my space on a flight Sunday coming home. Fellow Blitzer and I laughed and bitched about no alcohol and rude people on planes and wonder how you would have handled it. JT the Aggie.
Would not have gone well.
Probably not. Yeah, there would have been knees in the back of his chair. I'm not afraid to do that. But of course, we haven't flown. I haven't been on a plane since we were in Vegas, which is what, January?
Yeah.
Or February? It was right before the run.
February, I think.
Yeah.
February.
Yeah. So, I always, especially now, I'm guessing, because this is my trick, and I'm going to give it to you because I'm probably never flying again. But if you wait till day of, you can always upgrade to first for really cheap if they haven't filled first, and you don't have to worry about that stuff. And usually, I think the most I've paid is like $150, and so it is worth it. And I think you still get alcohol in first class.
I think so.
Yeah. But that's just one of those things. It's a battle we're not going to win. People are going to do it because people are a-holes. And they're the same people who don't wear masks and cough on you. And
we can't fix all the world's problems.
No, we can just
a few. Point them out and then hope that somebody else fixes them.
Those are the people who kill puppies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the people who hate America. Let's squeeze in a call here. Is that other Fred?
That's other Fred.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Fred.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you that the Hunter Biden laptop is a fabrication from the liar in chief to cover up his failed presidency.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Joe Biden. I know that's not Joe Biden because he got through a full sentence.
Hunter is my wife's son.
I want you to know that Hunter Biden's laptop. What's the deal with those taxes? Russian.
Cheerios.
White supremacists.
QAnon. Yeah. Breitbart. Okay.
Oh, man. Somebody, 832, says, can confirm of getting the cheap upgrades. Alcohol is still served in first.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look, you know what I've discovered? There are two flavors of Bang that are available only to military. And the other one is called Purple Kittles. There's Strawberry Blast and Purple Kittles, and apparently Purple Kittles taste like Skittles.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
So here's the good news. All you've got to do to get it, I've got to upload my government-issued documents that say that I am a U.S. military veteran. And I've got access. Not only do I have access, I get like 30% off.
Wow.
And they'll just ship it to me.
That's pretty cool.
America. So when people say like, oh, what are the real benefits of joining the military? For a while, I was like, well, they paid for a lot of my schooling. I was able to be a homeowner by age 22. Now it's I get the secret Bang flavors. Boom, bitches.
Totally worth the sacrifice.
Yeah.
Kind of is.
USA. USA.
Oh, what a wonderful world we live in. Somebody says, do people not know you can carry your own booze on a plane? Can't you take those little ones on now? I could be wrong about that. I think people do that
I
anyway.
Don't know. I don't know what the
rules are. I don't go to any. I mean, I don't know. I may never fly again at this rate with the Rona. May never get to go to Vegas. Canada won't let me in. And I just discovered today my passport expired on October 1st, so I got to get that redone. Not that it matters, because I won't be going anywhere. Because the whole damn Rona scared everybody to death. 713-780-ESPN is the number. Herbie says, on Southwest, I say zero alcohol on the plane, even if it's yours. Well, I guess I'll be flying United. Pretty simple. But, yeah, I mean, I was hoping by the end of the year we'd get to go back to Vegas, but I don't think that's happening, man.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not. And the fact that there's fights in San Antonio right now.
Yeah.
I don't think Vegas is doing anything like that. I mean, at least not the big ones. Like, the UFC's doing fights, but they're doing them in their little building.
Yeah.
Like, they're not doing these big fights.
So, and they're not even letting people in the football stadium. So, yeah, you know, I can't see them doing anything inside for a while yet. I just wish this would end, man. I want to get back to doing fun things out of town. So Nathan said, AJ, I'll tell you about it. I found the purple Kittles bang at HEB down here in Santa Fe.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
I'm not driving to Santa Fe.
Yeah, there's nothing good in Santa Fe.
If only you knew somebody who lived close to there.
That is true. I forget that you're that close.
But will you get it for 30% off, Aaron?
I will not.
Right. Yeah.
See, what would happen, though, if you get it for us and I love it, that's going to be a real problem.
Yeah, look, it says, once everything's gone through and is confirmed, you'll gain access to Strawberry Blast and Purple Kittles. In addition to the exclusive availability of the flavors, you get 30% off your order. That drops your regular direct-to-customer price on a can of the Bang Energy drink, or a case of Bang Energy, from $31.99 down to $22.39.
That's a good deal.
Which is $1.86 a can.
That's a real good deal. Like, the best, best I've been able to get is $2 for $4. Or two for $5. Excuse me.
Do you think whoever gets those purple Kittles and Strawberry Blast, do you think that the owner of that store is a military vet? Is that possible?
I mean, it might be.
Would make sense.
Could be.
Bam Bam is saying Cancun's not safe. A hurricane hit it. Just Flea was asking if it was safe. Our buddy Roger just got back from there. In fact, he brought me, you're not drinking beer right now, but he brought me some of those Mexican stouts.
The Minerva.
Yeah, that's good stuff. But he said it was fine. They were still fixing some stuff from the storm. And then I had another friend who was in Vegas and said, really, nothing's open. So it's not the Vegas we know and love. So I'm not in any real hurry to go there. So, yeah, I guess it's going to turn into a hermit, I guess.
That's all right. I mean, do what you do. You know what I'm going to do? You know what you should do? Put up a hoop at your house.
I'm definitely going to put one up at my place in East Texas.
Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere. Just hoop it up all the time. That's the way to go, man. And it is, I'm so glad, honestly, that I did this. And I did it right before Rona hit. And my goodness, it kept my kids occupied, you know, basically the entire time they were stuck at home. And it was a great thing for my wife. It was a great thing for me because, I mean, it kept them out of the house. It kept them off the internet. It kept them off video games. I mean, it was they were just outside and they were having an absolute blast. And that's the way it should be, really. You know, they don't need to be inside all day, especially when they're already stuck at home. You want them at least out doing something. That's what mine were doing. That's what yours can do. They've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard, whatever you want. They can hook you up. And guys, Keith Tate, the guys down there at Pro Dunk Hoops, these are the best goals you're ever going to find. Check them out online. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Cleveland from Cincinnati, so just got back last night from hedonism in Jamaica. Wasn't bad. Everyone gets tested and have to test negative before they can even get on the plane to go there. That seems fair. But I'm curious about something, just slightly COVID related.
Okay.
Have we had any outbreaks because of fans in the stands at football games?
Couldn't tell you.
I mean, none of them have been reported, right?
Not that I've
heard. There was like the first game, Kansas City practice. I remember people tested positive, but I'm just curious because, you know, I'm not saying increase the capacity or anything, but isn't it possible that it's working?
It kind of is, it seems like.
Now, they're blaming the spike in L.A. on the celebrations of the Lakers. But, you know, that's... I mean, it's stupid to go out and celebrate a team winning anyway in this day and age. So, it's California. But I mean,
parades are stupid.
They are. I mean, it wasn't an official parade. It was just a bunch of people out partying, which, I mean, I can get down with, but can't you do that from your own house? Yay, Lakers, woo!
Should LeBron! Be That's the way to do
woo!
It.
So, it was the Texans game at KC. I think there were like 19 positives.
Okay.
But, I mean, isn't that pretty good? No, shouldn't we look at that? Not that I'm doing positive news right now, but shouldn't we look at that as a positive?
Yeah. I don't know. I think that they're scared to say it's a positive because then people will be like, well, let's do 75%.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm not saying increase it, just like I'm not saying, hey, let's start having orgies. Like,
but that's what starts happening.
They had to shut down in Spain.
Whenever you say, okay, it looks like things are coming around, people are like, all right, wide effing open. Let's go.
And we can add a little bit at a time. Let's go to, say, 35% instead of 25%. I mean, if you're the Aggies, you're already at 90, but, you know.
Right, who cares? If you're at the Texans, I mean, is it really going to fill up 35%?
It's just going to be more fans from the other team. I heard it was basically Green Bay South on Sunday. I mean, which doesn't surprise me.
Green Bay is a little bit different. Although my guess is the Patriots game will be kind of the same way. The rest of the teams that come in here aren't really
Browns public will bring, teams. Oh yeah, they don't play the Browns here. So
it's Colts. I mean, there's always a few Colts and Titans fans, but there's Patriots, Colts. Bengals, there's not going to be Bengals fans here, and Titans.
No. Yeah.
I mean, the Patriots game, that's the one there'll be a bunch of Pats fans. I don't know if a bunch of Colts and Titans fans are even coming out. Like,
The Titans are good. The Titans fans will come.
They might.
And the Colts fans will, there's already a bunch of Titans and Colts fans here from people who've moved here. But I think some Colts fans would come just because it's going to be cold up there.
Could be.
Get the hell out of that. 832 says, I went to the Texans game, probably 10 Packers to one Texans fan.
I kind of good.
I believe that. Well, I think that Cal and company were underestimating the damage that they let O'Brien do to this franchise by trading DeAndre Hopkins and just running it into the ground. I think people are pissed still about that. I think that was the moment that they lost a lot of the fan base. It's going to take a while to get that back. Plus, you're going to have to hire somebody who people like, and you're going to have to get somebody in here who does a good job right off the bat with the whatever they get in the draft. But CD brings up a good point. You may not have Bengals fans, but you're going to have Burrow fans.
Oh, that's true.
I bet you that thing is filled with Jose Burrow fans.
Sergeant in Baytown says, I asked before but can't find any numbers on vets testing positive with all those injections in boot camp. Just wondering. Yeah, I haven't seen anything about it either.
Yeah.
I mean, if the military vets, they'll get they probably already have the vaccine. Because America first.
Yeah, but I hope they're not.
They get the vaccine and they get purple Kittles and strawberry blends.
There's a lot of advantages. I hope they're not testing vaccines on them.
Probably
we should be doing that on prisoners. Listener Steven, anything on the news of Springer wanting out of Houston?
Well, Springer's contract in Houston is up, so yeah. I would imagine that Springer's undecided. I heard that his house has been on the market because he's assumed that he would not be back.
Yeah, I think if they were going to keep him, they would have done something by now, like they did with Yuli. I think, you know, Brantley might be a little more. You might wait a little bit more because there may not be the market for him.
From what I understand, those two are like joined at the hip and they may end up going to the same place.
somebody have room for two guys like that?
Plenty of teams.
Yeah, but are they going to spend the money?
Well, yeah, that's the question.
So, but I think, you know, I don't have any insight into it, but I get the impression that when you hire a GM from Tampa Bay, I think you're going to start trying to turn things into a lower payroll team. And a lower payroll team couldn't afford to keep those guys.
Yeah.
So now he's talking about a report that came out today that Springer wants out of Houston. I haven't seen the report. I'm pretty sure that if they didn't get a deal done with him, then it's a nice way of saying we can't afford you. So I'm sure he wants out. But yeah, I mean reports like that, they don't really mean anything. I mean, if the guy's going to leave, he's going to leave. You know, you knew Garrett Cole was going to leave the whole time. So, but oh well.
You know what's pissing me off?
What's that?
All these teams canceling football games that I bet on.
Which one now?
I jumped on the opener of Marshall Florida International. It opened at 22.5, and I think it immediately shot up to like 24. But I got a good number on it. And I was like, oh, yeah. Florida International decided to postpone the game. They said because of quarantining of COVID-19 positive tests and contact tracing, as well as injuries. So now they're not going to play. It was a Friday night game. I was ready to roll on that.
That's too bad.
It's garbage.
That'd be a
Florida
nice.
Florida International, they just don't want to play because they're awful.
That would be a nice little thing to have on a Friday night.
Yeah.
To be able to watch.
Meanwhile, Marshall's like, dude, we're ranked in the top 20. We're trying to get this group of five game. And then look what you do. Look what you do. You postpone their free win against Florida International.
Curtis says a lot of these guys will want out so the heat from the trash cans will go away. I got news for you. They're going to get asked about it everywhere they go, no matter what team they're on. And if they can't stand that, then meow. But YX asks, Fred, I know you believe Trump will be reelected, so what's your prediction on what the popular vote will be? I'm sure that he won't win the popular vote, but he'll win the and it's funny because as you ask that, I'm looking at one of the trends on Twitter. Was this Texas turning Democrat?
I saw that. Texas is on its way to becoming a Democratic state.
No.
Yeah, I'm not.
I am going to go with that's a hard no.
I do think, I mean, now there's going to be more Congress people and stuff like that because the cities are so heavily blue now. But yeah, I don't think as far as the presidential election, I still think it'll be red. It's closer. The polls say it's closer. But polls also last year said Hillary was winning in a landslide. You can't buy into polls.
Yeah, and it's funny because, and I said the Canadian talk show I listen to, all they talk about is U.S. politics. And it's kind of fun because you get a different perspective. And they're talking about the polls and Biden leading the polls. And one of the guys brought that up. He's like, there's a hidden Trump group here that is going to vote for him that nobody's going to say when they're called on the phone or whatever. Hey, I'm voting for Trump because they don't want people to think that they're racist. And, you know, most of them, and they're not racist. There are Trump supporters who are, and they don't want to be associated with that. And right. I don't blame them. And I think those are the guys who are quiet. They're not on Facebook saying go Trump, but they're going to vote for him. And then the guy who's been studying these polls forever, he thinks Biden's going to win because of the COVID, and he kind of went over whenever there were one term presidents, there was always some big disaster. Like Jimmy Carter, it was the Iran thing with the hostages. Bush, it was the economy crash. So they got blamed for it. So he thinks that Biden's going to win because Trump will get blamed for this. I don't think so. And I don't think those polls, because he says the polls are accounting for the silent Trumps. I don't know how you are.
Yeah.
If I say undecided when you call me, because I'm going to vote for Trump, then are you just assuming my undecided is a vote for Trump in your poll? And polls are stupid anyway. They never tell you anything. So, but yeah, I believe Trump's going to win. And I've been saying that all along. Yeah, Nathan's got, he just sent us pictures of the The Strawberry Blast and the Purple Kittles.
Well, there you go.
Those look awesome.
Speaking of the Electoral College, I saw this. I retweeted it the other day. It made me laugh. In a way, it made me laugh. In a way, it kind of bummed me out because we live in a state where people actually live. It's a joke says, Ed, where should we eat? I say pizza. Anne, pizza. Ty, pizza. Liz, let's eat this old shoe. Ed, ugh, guess we have to eat an old shoe again. But why? Liz is from Wyoming. Her vote is worth 3.6 times more than ours.
Jeez.
So, and it says, this has been the Electoral College. It's kind of accurate.
It is, but I mean, I think, I don't like it. I think it's weird, but I also don't think that California and New York should be able to determine who's president just because they have all the people.
Well, I mean, we got a lot of people, too.
Yeah, but we don't have that many.
Well, we have 30 million people. For the
27, I believe, is the actual number.
Well, it says here 2020 Texas population, 29.9 million
I guess
as of July 2020. That's the.
Does that include COVID deaths?
Well, no.
Okay, just checking.
Wyoming has 549,000, 550. So we have roughly 50 times the amount of people that they've got. And we get about 13 times the weight in the Electoral College.
Yeah, but if you just went to straight popular vote, then it really would come down to...
Well, what if you were all weighted equally by what your state, what the population of your state is?
Yeah, I could see that. That would make more sense. I mean, the whole thing's kind of stupid, right?
There should be, like, I mean, it should be something like for, you know, for every quarter of a million people, you get this many electoral votes, right?
Yeah, that would make some sense if you're going to keep the thing.
If you're going to keep it.
I think our whole system needs an overhaul, but, you know, they didn't ask me. So,
because we get more than New York. We get more electoral votes than New York. California's the only one who gets more say than us.
832 says, I'll go with Vegas having Biden at -165.
Josh Innes is convinced that he's going to win, that Joe Biden's going to win.
Really?
It's funny, you guys are opposite on
this. Well, I'll just remind you, Hillary Clinton was still -200 when I left the show on Tuesday night of election year 2016. And Donald Trump was +225. Hillary was -180, I think. And I bet on Donald Trump then, and I cashed a ticket. And I don't think I'm going to see better than +165, which is what I got it at. So, yeah, it's not for enough money. It's just, I kind of feel like if I think the guy's going to win, I might as well profit off of it. Because I'm a degenerate. I am. And you know exactly where I can go to bet it.
Where would you go, friend?
You all know that it's on MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. They've got props on everything. They've got everything you could possibly want if you want to bet on this election. So you go there now, and you can get a plus number on Donald Trump if you think he's going to win. And if you're with the texter and you think Biden's going to win, well, you give up a little juice, but go bet on Biden. It's all there with MyBookie. You want to bet on the World Series tonight, you know where you can go. MyBookie. And I'm telling you, man, easy deposits and withdrawals. And if you've been sitting around thinking, hey, you know what? I don't bet on sports, but I want to bet on this election. I want to profit here. If the guy I like loses, I want to make a profit. Well, go to MyBookie, enter promo code radio. They're going to match your first deposit 100% with promo code radio. And you can get in on that. We're going to go over the lines for the NFL a little bit later today. You can if you see something you like early, you can always jump in. And they're all on MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. That's MyBookie.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Everybody trying to solve our problems in this country.
I was trying to get back. It's for whatever reason, part of my I was trying to sign up for that bang thing.
Yeah.
And it was like something went wrong in your thing. So I tried to go back to the website. So I typed in bang.com/military.
Uh-oh.
It's bangenergy.com/military. I was...
You were directed to Pornhub, huh?
It was like a knockoff Pornhub.
Ah.
Yeah. Bang.com is not the website for the energy beverage.
I'm curious, does the superhero porn from The Boys, does that really exist? Because I bet somebody could make some money off of that.
So Eric Kripke tweeted out, I'll have to go look through his tweets, because he tweeted out a couple weeks ago when that episode aired, and said, and like held up a bunch of DVDs with the actual names and like full on disc, and said, these exist. What should we do with them now that they're just props that have gone to waste, but we really shot stuff for it? I don't know if they shot actual, you know, penetration, but they shot, you know, goofy scenes that were existing in the background.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. So maybe, why do we need two Dakotas? Don't know. I mean, combined, they've got like 72 people, but they get four senators.
Yeah.
And Nathan asks, what are your thoughts on putting together a parlay on the electoral college vote state by state? Hey, man, make it fun. Because, listen, this sucks. Elections suck. Politicians suck. And I'm sorry if you're a fan of one of these guys, but they're awful. So have fun with it. That's what I'm trying to do. It's like, hey, put some money down. That's a way to do it. Juan in Denver says, I work with a Pole. He was not happy to hear you say he's stupid.
Yeah. So
canceled.
Kripke tweeted on October 3rd, let's go rogue. We shot full porn scenes for episode 7, and I want to post them on soupporn.com.
Who is this?
Eric Kripke, the creator of The Boys.
Oh, okay.
But at SPTV, which is Spooky Pictures Television, which is owned by Sony Pictures, but they changed it to Spooky for Halloween, haha. At Prime Video and at Amazon Studios are skittish to get into the porn biz. Reply to them and demand soup porn.
I don't need that. I don't know. I mean, regular porn's good for me.
I'd kind of like to see, I wouldn't want to see Starlight. But Queen Maeve, I could see some Queen Maeve.
Only does lesbian porn.
Okay, you know,
No, she does bisexual porn.
Yeah, she goes both ways.
She was in the bed with two guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that James? What's up, James? Hey, James. Hello, James.
James, Jimmy. And that happened.
Boy, not off to the fastest start today.
Nope.
With the calls. That's okay. We don't need any. If you can do better than that, then call in. Eric says way more undecideds in 2016, only 3-5% this year versus double digits in 2016. Undecideds broke for Trump at the last minute. I do wonder, with all this early voting, if that's not people who want Trump out.
Could be.
I mean, I did it because it was easier, and I didn't want to wait in line. But I just believe the same thing I believed 4 years ago, that there's just a bunch of people who don't, they're not going to tell you who they're voting for, which is okay. I'm not telling you who I voted for. So.
Oh, I know who you voted for. Mike Pence. Exactly. I knew it.
You're not supposed
to. You voted for the fly.
You're not supposed to know that. Well, and I've also said all along, my big concern with Biden is, I don't think Biden's a total turd or anything, but I also don't think he's lasting very long.
No.
And that means I'm going to get stuck with this woman that I hate, that I think will be a horrible president. So, 832 says, not sure if it's positive or negative, but it seems like traffic is back.
Well, traffic is definitely back, unfortunately.
Yeah, I noticed today coming in, going the other direction on 59, it was really backed up. I still haven't run into much based on the time that I get here. Because I'm not coming in the mornings anymore. It's kind of pointless. So, I still don't think it's as bad as it was. But, you know, it's certainly noticeable. That's for sure. Probably accidents. I need to call Lawyer Dave. Now, where's my Lawyer Dave today? It's Tuesday.
I don't know.
He's always on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The people who take their favorite politician seriously are the same ones that think the stripper actually likes them.
That's true. Yeah, strippers and politicians don't care about you.
832, you're not fooling anyone. We can all tell who you're voting for. No, you can't. You have no idea who I voted for.
I said out loud who I voted for. And guess what? Big news. We're going to have the vice presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party on our show tomorrow. The real one, not like Lance Erline doing a phony phone call. Like, it'll actually be him. I'm taping with him at 3:00. If you want to come in, you're more than welcome to. Otherwise,
yeah, I might try to do that. Okay. Yeah, because that might be kind of fun.
We're going to tape with him at 3:00, and we'll run it back on the show. And then also Mike Boudet, the creator and host of Sword and Scale, which is my favorite podcast in the whole wide world. It's about murder and mayhem and things like that. He is going to come in studio with us tomorrow. And he, on his Twitter, he tweeted out that he was going to join us, and he's like, we're going to do some drink. I think he first tuned into our show on Friday.
Yeah.
So I think that's his impression of the show, is that we're this wild ass party. So we may need to, maybe we'll bring some whiskey in or something. And so he's not totally disappointed by us.
Cool.
So we'll make something happen though. I don't want to bum him out.
Yeah. I can bring something if you want. Probably need to make a spec stop tomorrow anyway.
Well, we got some in house, I'm sure.
Okay.
I think I got some whiskey in my office, but it's not mega shot whiskey.
My buddy Jimmy said, I want to bet the bye week -3.5 over the Texans for $100. Will my bookie take that bet? No, sorry. Won't take that bet, but hey, they can't lose. They can't lose this week. Yeah. I was thinking about the poor guys on 610. Like, what are they going to have to talk about after the trade deadline? I mean, because they have to keep talking Texans. There's going to be nothing to talk about.
Where they can find value in rounds 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Well, you're going to start doing that in November?
I don't think they know how to do anything else.
I kind of feel sorry for them. And it's funny, you can guess who I voted for. There were three choices, so somebody's going to guess right.
There were four choices.
I know there was four choices.
You're saying now publicly you did not vote for the Green Party.
I did not vote for the Green Party because I didn't even know they were on the ballot.
Right,
so I had
right.
zero.
So you got a 1 in 3 shot of getting them right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to say, I'm going to out you and say I don't think you voted for a Libertarian because I feel like you would have told me if you had.
I decided I'm not telling anybody who I voted for.
I know, but I
including
do,
you.
But I do feel like if you had voted for the Libertarian, you would have told me.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
So that's why I say it's down to 50-50. But I will say this about Fred. I mean, it would not surprise me either way. I do think his wife bullied him into voting for Hillary last time.
Yeah.
Because I think Fred was leaning to Trump.
Well, she has her own vote this time, so.
Right.
And yeah. So I could have either chosen to tag along with her or to cancel hers out. That's basically where we are. Or, you know what? I might have left that one, that particular race blank. Just voted for judges and for a couple of the other politicians that I really liked. Possibility. I don't think you guys have considered that.
It is possible.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Amen. answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.